The son of Machus for a Gimel Mishnah Dalit, Hanoita Aim Ahaponim. Somebody who takes a mother bird from a nest where it is with its children, and he is over on that which the Pasuk says, Lotika Haim Ahaponim. Instead, the Torah says, Shalech to Shalech et Aim. He should send away the mother and then take the children. And somebody who is over and takes the mother, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loke Ve'enam Mishaleach. Rabbi Yehuda said the person who did so gets Malkus, and there is no longer a point to send away the mother. As that which the Torah says, Shalach to Shalach Etzaim, Etzabanam Tikachlach, the Torah means to say to send away the mother before you take the mother. But once you take the mother and you are over on the lava of Lotikach Ve'enam Abanim, there is no longer any way to fix that up. And you get Malkus. The Chachamim say, even after you were over on the lav, you still can fix up the lav by sending away the mother afterwards. As the Torah says, and afterwards the Torah says, Shalach to Shalach Ha'em. So therefore the Chachamim learned that even after the mother was taken and you were over on the lav, you can still fix it up by sending away the mother. This is the general rule. Kol mitzvah lo sa'asa sheyesh ba komaseh ein chayavin aleha. Any mitzvah lo sa'asa, which is followed by an aseh, you are not chayav malchus for being over on the lo sa'asa. As that which the lo sa'asa is followed by aseh, the Torah is telling you that you can fix up the lav by doing the aseh. So therefore, in this case, where you are over on the lav, lo tikach ha'em ha'abanim, you don't get malchus since it's followed by kum aseh, you can fix up the lav by doing the aseh. But if you do not do that, say after the lot, then you would get Malkus for the lot. Somebody who is distraught over a mace and rips out his hair, creating a bald spot, would be chayav Malkus. Somebody who evens out the corners of his head, meaning to say that he cut off his pith. Somebody who destroys the corners of his beard. As there are 5 points on the beard, which the Torah offers to shave them with a razor, and somebody who shaves these points with a razor would be chayav malchus. Somebody who is distraught over a mace and cuts himself because of that mace, he would be chayav malchus. Somebody who had 5 mason, 5 people he was close to died, and he cut himself over those 5 mason. O chameis sritos. Or somebody who was distraught over 1 mace and cut himself 5 times because of that mace, these 2 people would be chayav 5 malchus. The first person would be chayav 5 malchus, even though he cut himself only once, since he cut himself over 5 maces, and the second person, since he cut himself 5 times, even though it was a mace echad, would be chayav 5 malchus. Al harosh tayim achas mikan va'achas mikan. Somebody who cuts off his payas would be chayav 2 separate malchus, one for the right side and one for the left side. Ba'al hazokan. Somebody who shaves off his entire beard with a razor, shtayim mikan, ushtayim mikan, ba'achas momata. He would be chayav 5 malchus, as there are 5 points on the beard, which is usher to shave with a razor, 2 on the right side, 2 on the left side, and 1 towards the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, im not lo kulo ka'achas, eno chayev ela achas. Rabbi Eliezer says somebody who shaves off his entire beard with a razor would be chayev only 1 malchus. The eno chayev atiyed leno v'tar. Somebody who shaves off his beard is not chayev malchus unless he shaves it off with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, afilo likto b'malakeit o b'retaini chayev. Rabbi Eliezer says, even somebody who pulls out the hair of his beard with a thong, or somebody who cuts off the hair of his beard with a retainer, which is an object that is used to smooth out beams that has a very sharp edge, and he cut off the beard with the retainer, he would be chayav malchus, even though he did not use a tar.